Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about divine interposition. As you all well know, 3 weeks ago, we were out in Arizona. Me and my son were doing a ride-along with the deputies and meeting up with Sheriff Mark Lamb, assessing the situation out there in Arizona concerning illegal immigration, and the list goes on. And it was interesting to know that Mark Lamb, when sitting down with him, how he was at ease. He was in his call, and he was perfectly set in a position where he was able to carry it with a smile on his face. He's in his element, for a better way of saying it. But when a lot of this illegal stuff coming down from the governors and other said representatives of the people in the state of Arizona that came about, that was unconstitutional, Sheriff Mark Lamb would just say, nope, we're not doing that here. We're not enforcing that here. When they were talking about shutting down businesses, he said, we're not doing that here. You don't have to wear a mask. We're not doing that here. That's your right to pick and choose as to what you're going to do. And that is divine interposition. This is where we have law enforcement, good law enforcement, standing up against the will of the tyrant, against the innocent. So when we're talking about divine interposition, that's exactly what America needs at this particular point, or in this in our history, in the present, I should say, for our said representatives, namely sheriffs and said representatives, regardless of, again, of what capacity, to stand in the gap to stop the corruption. I like to say it this way, and I said it several times last week in Michigan. Can you imagine during 1945, May of, during the Nuremberg trials, can you imagine all of those people that did the killing for Adolf Hitler to say that they were just doing their job? Well, guess what, friends? That's exactly what they said. And keep in mind, Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger. They did his killing for him concerning the innocent. They did the rounding up. They did the gassing. They did the testing. You get the point. But if they were actually doing their job, because that's what they said when they were on trial, they had the audacity to sit there and tell the judge during that particular time that they were just doing their job. No, but if they were just doing their job, they would have stopped Adolf Hitler in his tracks from the offset. And that's exactly what divine interposition is. They didn't do it then. We're seeing individuals in the state of Minnesota. We're seeing individuals across the United States of America that are beginning to understand their purpose in government, and is again called divine interposition. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit here. What I want to do is I want to show you, because a lot of people, when I say the best way to control the opposition, said the communists, is to lead it ourselves, I wanted to give you a prime example of that today. And what I want you to understand is the powers that be are the ones that script it. I'm just going to say this once, and then I'll say it again after I play this video for you. The powers that be are the ones that script it. They give it to the useful idiots called the media to ask the politicians that are under the control of the powers that are tolerated. They ask the questions to the politicians. The politicians answer the questions, and the American people still haven't figured out how to control and to lead opposition. It's all scripted from top to bottom. They're asking the questions and they're answering the questions. That's how you lead through opposition, and that is the best way to control it. Now, what I want you to see here, friends, is, again, Ron DeSantis. And let me just make a prediction here, okay, before, because I told you 2 years ago that they were going to attempt to make this man the president, okay? I said it. Go ahead. Go back 2 years. I said it 50 times at least. And I was right again because of the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And I said they're putting him up just because of the way that they were playing him, the way that they were continuously keeping him in the public eye. Then they put Mr. DeSantis in a fight with Biden, and the best way to fill the seats is continuously fuel the narrative between the two that are fighting. Again, it's the stuff that we've seen over and over and over and over again. Well, I just, by the Holy Ghost, caught it right away. And I'm talking about 23 years ago, I seen it for what it was. They're bad actors, every single one of them. But what I want you to see here with Ron DeSantis, friends, is that he is being asked a question about the Trump indictment. Okay, nobody cares. Most people already know that the Trump indictment is nothing but smoke and mirrors, another distraction to keep the eyes of the people off of what is really going on right now. That's exactly what this is all about. There's always some sort of crisis going on to get the people worked up concerning this spiritual warfare, this continued warfare, so they can continuously change the foundations from underneath them. And it was James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, that said no nation can endure continual warfare. Americans, this has got to stop, because you can see that they are incrementally, let me just go right to what is being sold to you as the good guys. It's the good guys that are incrementally giving your country away. You already know who the bad guys are. But it always reverts back to what I've always said to you before, friends, that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, okay? And really what they're doing is highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate because they fail to enforce the law that they swore that they would uphold against those that they tolerate, okay? And that's exactly what this is all about. Read Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 9, also Amos 5 24. And so what I want to do is I want to show you how this is perfectly set out to confirm and define in so many different levels throughout the duration. And I'm not going to play the 10-minute video. I'm just going to show you how Ron DeSantis is one of their players, because what I want you to understand is he's already answering the pre-scripted questions that he knows he's going to be asked. And you can see how he can, when he's being asked, he's calling them out. He knows exactly who to call out. Once he calls them out, he looks down at a piece of paper knowing what he's going to be asked already so he can answer it accordingly, okay? That's how you lead the opposition. That's how you control the opposition. Ron already knows that these useful idiots are going to ask him certain questions. And let me ask you, for those that are still with question marks around your mind concerning what I'm saying right now, how many times have they been busted doing just that? But when it's one of the guys that you like, he's not responsible. It's just the ones that you don't like that are doing it, right? You are absolutely incorrect. Let me come right back on the other side. I'm going to play this video, and I'm going to let him express to you and exhibit to you exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to how communists play the game. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I'll play that for you in just a moment. Hey, folks, I got some Anthony Fauci video coming up as well, being confronted by a dude that didn't go along to get along. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So what I want to do is I want to show you how the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I want you to pay attention to Ron DeSantis' mannerisms. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to tell you what I'm predicting for Florida. As he's continuously alluring people that are fleeing from other states into his state, I believe that what they're doing is setting those people up for the fall. Let's pay attention to the state of Florida over the next 2 and 3 years. If Mr. DeSantis is elected to become the next president of the United States of America, because he has not done anything to tear down the establishment. He, like Donald Trump, has been aiding and abetting the establishment that everybody claims that they're sick and tired of. I want to show you how this is all done. Let me tee it up one more time, okay? The way that you help push the narrative is this. The powers that are tolerated, they script everything. The useful idiots with the scripted questions are called upon by the likes of a bought and paid for controlled politician like a Ron DeSantis. The questions are asked. Ron DeSantis looks down to look for the answer, and then he begins to recite what he studied because he already knew exactly what the questions were going to be. So at the end of the day, you understand that they're asking the questions and they're answering the questions. Okay? This is how it's all done. Check this out, folks.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Megan from the Florida
Looking Center. Looking forward.
I wanted to know what your thoughts are on the rumored Trump indictment, and if you have any...
Like anybody cares about the rumored Trump indictment, especially with all the issues going on in the state of Florida.
So I've seen rumors swirl. I have not seen any
facts yet,
and so I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this, Manhattan District
comes right out of the gate, right?
Is a Soros-funded prosecutor. And so he, like other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office.
So isn't that rather ironic, friends, that Donald Trump capped on the likes of international criminal George Soros? Now George Soros is somehow or another given a free hand to buy his prosecutors to indict and arraign Donald Trump. Do you see how this circle continuously goes round and round and round, and yet nobody's ever charged? This is what I'm talking about, folks. This is all smoke and mirrors. That's all this is.
To impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. He has downgraded over 50% of the felonies to misdemeanors. He says he doesn't want to even have jail time for the vast, vast majority of crimes.
Okay.
What we've seen in Manhattan.
I also want you to keep in mind, this is the same guy that's importing illegals when they come to his state, putting them on airplanes and dispersing them throughout the United States of America. And Ron DeSantis is talking down about crime going on in New York, yet he's the one taking the illegals and, again, dispersing them and importing them into the United States of America. You can take them no further than what comes out of their mouth, folks, because, again, we judge them by what they do. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15.
As we've seen the crime rate go up, and we've seen citizens become less safe. And so you're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
Well, I'll tell you what, he knew exactly
but
how
what
to
I
answer
can
it long-winded, didn't he?
Is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction,
okay,
and he chooses
what I'm trying to show you here, friends, is the fact that he just already knows what's going to be asked, looks down, he does this three times throughout the duration of 10 minutes, and he goes off on a long diatribe on an answer that just came at him unbeknownst to him. Baloney, friends. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and it's exactly the best that you have in this country. Now, I'm looking down on social media platforms, and apparently we got someone that just, I guess his head's still stuck in the sand, and he's bragging about Donald Trump and how mega all the way, so on and so forth. I'd ask the question, how's that working out for you, Mr. I'm going to build the wall 5-6 years ago, and it's going to be so easy. The guy that came in and gave $600 million more to Planned Parenthood, well, he claimed to be the most pro-life president in the history of America, which made absolutely no sense at all. Or what about the guy that created 55 new gun legislative acts that are in contrast to our Constitution the first 500 days of his criminal administration that said he was going to drain the swamp in the first 41 seconds, he says, of Hillary Clinton during his presidential campaign, that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service? Or that's not good enough? How about this one? Go over to Tom Fitton's organization, the Judicial Watch, and you can find for yourself that Donald Trump gave three times more the amount of money to illegals, namely Muslim organizations in America, than even Barack Hussein Obama himself did. You want to keep going on? Because I got a whole list of talking about how he made America great again. Not. No, he did the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do, and now he's out there trying to go ahead and do it again and convince all of his little worshipers, just like you, Mr. I have my head stuck in the sand still, to go ahead and give him another shot to do the same things that he didn't do the first time, but the opposite in fact. We judge them by their fruits, not by what they say. Also keep in mind, Donald Trump, again, is the father of the vaccination. I didn't say it. Donald Trump said it, right? And I know a lot of people are real happy about that, especially concerning those whose family members were murdered off by these experimental jabs. You don't believe me? Let's go online here. Tragedy as young judo athlete dies of sudden cardiac arrest. Did you see that? No, I didn't think you did. Talking about making America great again, I guess this is how you do it, according to this goof online right now. Sean Lampkin, Martin Starr, dead at 54 years old. Did you see that? This is all the fruit of the experimental jabs. Peter Badu, he is the Department of Mathematics instructor. He died at 29 years old. This is all falling down from the father of the vaccine, friends, and those that just went along to get along. Go ahead. You can understand his followers and his worshipers, friends. Go to Acts 12:22. These are the ones that say this is the voice of a God and not a man, and they do it unabashedly, and that's scary. It really is. What about this one? Fully jabbed cricket player dies after turbo cancer diagnosis. And then the doctor comes out and speaks out against the dangers of the mRNA. After the fact, of course, friends. After the fact. Also keep in mind, Mr. Ron DeSantis, 2 years later, came out with his attorney general talking about how these vaccines are called into question now. Of course, they weren't stopped. They're still administering jabs and experimental jabs concerning these said vaccines to children now in the state, and people still haven't figured out what's going on here. So that's what I'm doing here. Here's another one for you. This is brand new, just 5 days ago, so it's still within the week time slot here to make it new. Health Impact News, COVID-19 drug remdesivir estimated to have killed 100,000 Americans. Keep in mind, hospitals were given an incentive to give remdesivir to people where 75% of the people that it was administered to never came out of it. Also keep in mind that it was Rand Paul that it was sold to you by the mainstream media. Rand Paul was out there grilling Anthony Fauci, yet Anthony Fauci is yet to be indicted for his crimes against humanity. And interestingly enough, Rand Paul's wife was going around the back door and buying stock into remdesivir. Just so you know how you're being played, friends, because you're being played all the way around. Look at this. Luther Cyrus just reported Moderna never even had a sample of the virus to make a vaccine. It was all just theoretical computer science. He said, I literally said this yesterday. Millions, if not billions of people were mandated to get vaccinated for something that hasn't been proven to exist. Well, guess what, friends? They didn't have to take it, did they? But they went along to get along. Now, what I want to do is I want to play a video here where some people, and they were going down to the slums. They were going down to the welfare level in community. And I want to say this is a positive. We're only as great as the least of us, folks. So we got to pull those that are behind us, pull them up with us so that they might rise to the level of expectation. So I'm not saying this in a demeaning fashion, but it's interesting that these are the communities that they're going to where the black communities, they're the Hispanic communities, the same ones that Planned Parenthood aims at in eradicating. In fact, that's a truth that needs to be told. But what's interesting, Anthony Fauci just happened to be there, and this black gentleman happens to come out and have a conversation with the one that was trying to sell him trying to do her best to get him to bite onto the hook so that he might take the vaccine. Well, Anthony Fauci's there, and then this black man starts to go back and forth. He doesn't do it in a very well manner. He doesn't do it disrespectfully, but he really puts it into perspective for him as to why he's not going to do it, because he goes on and says, you guys are pushing all of this through fear. It's been untested. And he goes, I'm not going to do it because of that. And they're also being incentivized. So he tells us everything we all already knew. But this guy said to those folks, the Department of Health and Anthony Fauci, absolutely not. I want you to see the video before we start the Divine Interposition. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, 1-866-582-9933.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 400,000 school kids around Los Angeles are not at school today as support workers have gone on strike and teachers are honoring the picket line. Pay is the major dispute. Let's avoid economic catastrophe. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen would like, but she says it'll take an act of Congress to do so, raising the federal debt limit. Otherwise,
take an economy that is performing very well, and it would threaten all of that.
Yellen tells the American Bankers Association the financial system is otherwise very strong. A lot of us around the USA seem to agree. A new Gallup survey says 44% of us believe we are the leading economic power in the world. Slightly lower mortgage rates, falling prices in some cities, combined to reverse a year-long decline in existing home sales. That number rose by more than 14% last month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty. I have to go here, folks. Contention's always good. Jude 3 and 4. We got some guy that just jumps on social media out of nowhere, and because we don't support Donald Trump, I mean, as if to believe that he's a legitimate candidate, just do your best, brother, to ignore the 1,162 other candidates that were never offered to you because you didn't realize that both Biden and Trump are two different wings to the same bird. You look absolutely foolish over on this social media platform taking shots at people. But if that's what you're going to do and you're going to keep adding insult to your own injury, you can do that, because we're not going to find fault with our own conduct to excuse yours. If you want to go ahead and take a shot, the number's 1-866-582-9933, because you sound like an absolute foolish individual for anybody to just jump into a conversation like this and start taking shots. Hey, folks on social media platforms, go ahead and spank him if he's not going to call in here and be sincere about the shots that he is taking. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if you want to jump over on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Now, what I'm going to do is I want you to see this really quick, friends. It's about 2 minutes long, and I'll just let the video do its speaking for itself, but Anthony Fauci is involved on the streets, but notice the areas that they're going to, and look what they're trying to talk him into doing. Check this out.
Settled with the information that's been given to us right now.
So I'm not going to be lining up taking a shot on a vaccination for something that wasn't clear in the first place. And then you all create a shot in miraculous time. It takes years to create vaccinations.
Well, it used to take years.
Okay, it used to.
You know how many years were invested in this approach? About 20 years of science to get us to be able to do it.
20 years, not enough. And 9 months is definitely not enough for nobody to be taking no vaccination that you all came up with.
The only reason I'm talking to you right now, as close as we are, is that I've been vaccinated.
Right.
But if all thousands of people like you don't get vaccinated,
listen,
you're going to let this virus continue to populate in this country.
So they're trying to...
Like the comment.
Okay, folks, so they're trying to blame the unvaccinated. Okay, that fell to the ground. People are seeing what it was all about. The people that haven't been experimentally jabbed, they're not falling over dead suddenly, friends. It's the people that have died suddenly that are recipients of these experimental jabs, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, this guy's not going along with it.
The flu then, right?
It's much more serious than the flu.
Well, the flu killed a lot of people.
Yeah. You know how many people died of the flu the last year? I mean, not this year, virtually none, but the previous year, about 20 to 30,000. You know how many people have died from COVID-19 in the United States? 600,000.
He wants you to believe that 600,000 people died from COVID-19. The COVID shot, right? But the fact of the matter is COVID's recovery rate, and there's several strains of it, is 99.997. Okay, so it's not from COVID that anybody's dying from. It's equated to a common cold, friends. And Fauci here wants you to believe that they died from the virus. Just like I said, folks, accuse others as to what you're guilty of. Revelation 12:10. Read it for a moment.
Well, the number that you all given that died, that's once again, that's you all's number.
You gonna pay us?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
You're right. But I'm glad millions of people like me and most everybody here didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive, y'all, campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic. That's all it is.
He's exactly right. Fear, fear, fear. We got Steve calling. Hey, I'm waiting for our friend, our new friend that's trying to make it into the community that's attacking everybody to go ahead and give us a call. The number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Steve calling from Minnesota. Now, I know this before I give it over to Steve. Steve's got the gift of gab as well, friends. But Steve's an EMT, and he wants to talk about the vaccination, so I'm curious to see what it is, Steve, that you're going to say. So it's all yours, brother.
Well, one of the things, you know, I've seen a lot in COVID, you know, and you and me have had a lot of discussions, you know, because of it's been a long 3 years. But here's the one of the first observations with Dr. Fui there. is think back when you ran your business, Bradley. You know, because medicine's a business now. If you had, you know, instead of treating my health and helping me, they've turned it into an argument instead of a discussion.
Yep, yep.
You know, everything about, you know, so they had to censor because they, even if it was true, they've said that all along. I'm just surprised that people finally realize that now. And it was like, well, they've said even if it's true, they weren't going to let you tell it. Well, if you have to hide the truth,
exactly,
to sell your product, and you have to argue with the person you're trying to sell it to, you've already lost. Think
That's
about
right.
it. When your clients, I mean, my clients were happy when I pulled in the driveway, and they trusted me, and they said, hey, glad you're here. This is what we need, and we know you can do it. And then we would discuss with them their wants, their needs, and how things had to be. And we didn't have to argue with them. You know, if look at healthcare, it's destroying itself. Now they have to get rich by mutilating children and telling them they're gender confused when any kid on the farm always could know whether a litter of puppies was boys and girls. I mean, it's gone. It's like this bank run on the banks. You know, nonsense. Everything is to distract us
yep.
from what's going on. When COVID started, you know, the currency was about dead and gone, and so they were so afraid that we'd finally figure it out. But, you know, people don't understand the difference between what people say things are compared to what people believe things are and to what things actually are. And it's not necessarily what they have been or what they're going to be, because everything now is so fluid, you know, with the economy, with our out-of-control government, that people don't even know where anything is. And healthcare is tanking, but, you know, some of us are staying in it because if you get in your car wreck, you still would like me to come and help you if you're all busted up, you know.
Yeah.
And yet it's agonizing because I hate the system.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, because, again, you were talking about the censorship. If you sell something to somebody and they know that it's good for them and they see the effect, the fruit thereof, per se, you don't have to convince them to take anything because they know it's good for them. And when you try to, and I've said this before, but the fact of the matter is when you have to censor big tech and censor any narrative that counters the narrative that's being shoved down your throat or into your arm, literally, I would say anybody with a good head on their shoulders would put a stop to it right then and there and question what's going on. But apparently people didn't understand that during that particular time. I want to give you a quote from Douglas McCarthy in the 1950s, Steve. Friends, listen carefully. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. In other words, something's going on and you better get behind us no matter what. He goes on with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been. This is in 1957. Douglas MacArthur said, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it by the furnishing the exorbitant funds demanded. Yet, in retrospect, these disasters seem to have never really happened. Seem, he said, never to have been quite real. And again, how many times do we need to be warned before we actually awake to the reality? And I think a lot of times these things have to happen to burst the people's bubble of deception to actually see what reality is all about, Steve.
Yeah, and reality is you either control your emotions or they control you. And right now, what have they been saying? You know, we now, it used to be we were in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And now we're just in the land of never landing, where nobody can, nobody knows what's true and everybody's deceived and afraid. But they think if you had to threaten your employees to yeah. use your product, if you had, I mean, my daughter worked at the coffee shop because she loved coffee. Nobody had to threaten her to drink coffee. And in the whole healthcare system, I know multiple people I've worked with, we all sit there and say, look, I won't work for you. I'm not taking that. And they're failing so bad that, you know, you don't have to control what's said if you're saying the truth.
That's
you don't
right.
have to be afraid of the truth. But they're so desperately afraid of everything. I mean, I don't know why, you and me aren't afraid, but I can't understand the people that you and me would consider on our own team, how they're so full of fear by such putzes as these guys. Because, I mean, they're afraid of everything. If I just made $38 billion last year, I wouldn't have to sit there and be deathly afraid of anybody speaking against my business. But look at Big Pharma. They can't exist without spending huge sums of money to shut people up. Well, that's not somebody that's confident in the product they're producing. That's somebody that knows they're a con man, and they know they've cheated and hurt people.
That's right. Thank you, Steve. I got a hard break coming up on me. Always good to hear from you. George Orwell said, all tyrannies rule through fraud and force, but once the fraud is exposed, they must rely exclusively on force. Is that what's happening? Exactly what's happening. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Six 866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I'm sorry, but listen, we got somebody that we need to take the time and love on for a moment, okay? Because he's still blinded willfully, Jeremiah 5:21. He could be transported to the sun, and he's not going to see it because he doesn't want to see it. So that tells us that he's prideful, and I'm here to tell you, take heed that you stand lest you fall, because you're being deceived. Now, listen, if we didn't care that you're being lied to, we wouldn't take the time to expose the liar for who he is. Now, you're sitting here making some crazy accusations. You really are. To suggest that we're for Biden, you sound like what they call the left today. I mean, you sound like those that you could attempt to reason with, but trying to reason with you is like trying to give or administer medicine to a dead man. So if you're going to be open-minded and you're going to be reasonable about this, we can spend more time with you. But if you're just going to be irrational and you're going to attack because that's all you can retort to, then that's fine too. But I can prove everything that you're saying right now about your idol, Donald Trump. And by the way, this is why there's a curse on the land. It's because of people like this. That's the truth. It's called idolatry. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. You're going right back to the very problem that we're having in this country. And I just want to say this. You're going along with Donald Trump and Joe Biden as if to suggest that they were real contenders. Neither one of them are real contenders. Okay? There was 1,162 other contenders that you didn't hear a word about. And the reason you didn't hear a word about them is because you didn't realize that Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, they will deliver them up. It's always a good guy, and it's always a bad guy, just like pro wrestling. But behind closed doors, they're best of friends. And if it wasn't true, then why didn't Donald Trump, when he had the Department of Justice in his hand to do whatever he wanted to do, said he, how come he didn't go ahead and drain that swamp the way that he promised that he would drain that swamp? And I'm not talking about just Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about the Bushes. I'm talking about the Obamas. I'm talking about the Bidens. Did he do any of that? Nope. He did the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, on his way in and on his way out, he started to grant clemency to political criminals, tax evaders, and drug dealers. That is a fact. That is a fact. So again, don't come over to the site attempting to attack everybody because they don't believe what you believe and the nonsense that you believe, because you've drank the whole cup of Kool-Aid as to what the mainstream media gives you. I'm just here to tell you the truth. And if the truth is a stumbling block, the way that the Word of God says it's a stumbling block, you know what? So be it. But the fact of the matter is, your sin is before God, my friend. You need to repent. You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ and ask Him to open your eyes and open your ears. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Now, folks, what I need to do, I'm going to go ahead and tip into this because this is so, I don't want to say extensive, because there's so much to this, but it's so simple to understand. It's totally simple to understand. And I'm talking about the main topic, divine interposition. Okay? What is divine interposition or interposition? Well, you got to keep in mind, magistrates, that word's used in the Word of God, and they are ordained by God to do what? To uphold His law. So when you look at divine interposition, because that's really what it is, magistrates hold to that. And keep in mind, our set of representatives, they put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the enumerated laws. We all know this, right? But the divine interposition and the doctrine of the lesser magistrates means that whenever somebody in a higher authority acts in a tyrannical manner, those that are in a lower authority are to stand their ground and defend the innocent from the tyrant. Okay? And it's a proven tool employed by men for thousands of years to successfully rein in the tyranny of the superior civil authority. Now, I want to revert back to this too, folks, because I'm going to roll over into part two, and then we're going to get into judicial supremacy as well. But I do want you to understand that you've already got the authority to rein in tyranny. You've already got that authority to do it. And this interposition that we're talking about right now really resorts back to when the people don't want to impeach Article 2, Section 4, corruption. when they don't want to impeach, when they don't want to prosecute Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 for their transgressions, for their failure to actually uphold the law and to execute the laws faithfully, as it says in Article 2, Section 3, I'll tell you what, this is what you have to resort to. And I do feel for those people that are in those positions, because they're going to have to do, and again, that's why they've been put into position, but they are now put into position to actually be the last stand for a lot of us throughout the United States of America, because in so many different on so many different levels, people are unwilling to defend themselves, so they're going to have to do it for them. I started the show off talking about Sheriff Mark Lamb. The said tyrant in that state starts to enact or try to and implements illegal, unconstitutional orders, regardless if it looks like law and smells like law. I'm here to tell you it's not law, because it's not congruent with the U.S. Constitution. Sheriff Mark Lamb just stood up and said, you know what? Nope, we're not enforcing that. Nope, we're not enforcing that. When the governor asked the question, why are you not enforcing that? He's going to go back and say, because it's not constitutional. You are acting outside of your scope of authority, and you are assuming authority that the people never gave you. So why are you doing it? That makes them the criminal right there. And that is what divine or interposition is all about when it comes to our said representative government on the lower levels. Okay? Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to make first clear that you understand that in order to strengthen the state, you have to weaken the family. And the family has been under attack for a long, long time in this country. I must revert back to this, friends. Let's just look to Hollywood for a moment. It used to be called Hollywood Land. Hollywood Land, at the turn of the 19th century, that land was given free to the churches to go ahead and build their parishes, their churches, so on and so forth. Throughout the years, the church gave it up, their derelict of duty, and giving up their obligations before God and man on this earth as it is in heaven. And who do you think is going to take it up in their place? Well, the enemy did. Little by little, education, it went from education to the care of elderlies, the widows, so on and so forth, to vetting movies, and then all the way up until 1968, the church used to do that. And then they said, no, we're not going to vet the movies anymore, just go ahead and give it to the MPP. They took it over, so it went from thou shalt not to do what thou wilt, the satanic scripture, and it's exactly where we're at. So the church really sold out to prosperity. Let me say it that way. The more we increased in prosperity as a nation, the more the church took the bait and they left off the Lord. And the Lord told us over and over again to beware of that. Read Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 8 and you'll understand. Okay? There's no better way of saying it than the way that the Lord did when he said it's better for a man to gain his soul than lose it to the world. Now, I say lose the world and gain your soul. Remember, he said it's better for you, he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Hey, folks, lose the world, gain your soul. Nobody preached out against covetousness more than the Lord did. In the Old Testament, Jesus fulfilled it in the New. Okay? Go to Exodus 20 and Matthew 5 as well. I want to say this, going back to the point that I was just making, that in order to strengthen the state, you have to weaken the family. You see, what the state's attempting to do now is to take the place of the father and take dictates, or to usurp authority over the family by removing the family and then now playing daddy and mommy to the children. We've been witnessing this. I'm here to tell you something, folks, because most people don't know this. The state doesn't have any children. So how is it that they're assuming this authority to go ahead and take that position as if they're the new parents now and getting the old system out of the way? That's a direct assault from Satan himself and his minions, and we're seeing this through governors throughout the United States of America. So moving forward, folks, if you haven't seen or read the book, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates by Matt Truella, do yourself a favor and do it, friends, and get these books into the hands of the said representatives in the position of government, regardless of what position that they stand in or set in. So their purpose of interposing here is when the higher-ranking civil authority makes unjust, immoral law, called policies, or they come in through court opinions. Remember, judges, their position is to discover law and apply law, not to create law. So you don't take the opinion of the court and then put that above the Word of God, but that's what they've done, okay? When the higher-ranking civil authority makes unjust and immoral policies or court opinions, the lower or lesser-ranking civil authority has both the God-given right and duty to interpose and refuse obedience to the higher authority. Now, I can just hear someone talk about Romans 13 right now. I'm just going to say this in short order. Read Romans 12:21 and prove to me throughout Scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, at any time did the Lord tell His children to be disobedient unto Him and faithful to a tyrant on this earth? You can't find it. Read Romans 12:21. We're going to make a whole show out of this tomorrow, folks. We're just going to pick it up. Divine interposition and judicial supremacy. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.